a young girl from the Hebridean island of Eriske, off the northwest coast of Scotland, sings of her lover. It was performed there by Hlengiwe Mukwanazi with pianist Craig Terry. Welcome to the Ryan Opera Centre Recital Series, presented by WFMT Chicago and generously supported by Julian Roger Basquez. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Scotland is my country, an ancient and magical land whose natural beauty is overwhelming. Scotland is also a country with a turbulent history, and its romantic folklore, rich with dramatic legends and heroic characters, has inspired writers and composers for centuries. In today's Ryan Opera Centre recital, performed by singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Centre at Lyric Opera of Chicago, you will hear music which is both traditional to Scotland, as well as music written by composers inspired by the country, its writers, and its history. Scotland is the setting for George Frederick Handel's 1735 opera, Ariodante. As usual with Handel's operas, the plot is complex, its various twists and turns containing the usual mix of love, deceit, revenge, and mistaken identities. Ginevra, the daughter of the King of Scotland, is in love with Ariodante. When Ginevra is accused of infidelity, Ariodante is heartbroken, and her father, the King, rejects her. Eventually, her innocence is revealed, and the opera ends happily. In the aria, Dopo Notte, Ariodante rejoices that the darkness which had oppressed him has been lifted, and that now all will be well. To sing it, here's Julie Miller with pianist Maureen Zoltek.
Splendid change.
Dopo Notte from Handel's Ariodante, performed there by Julie Miller and pianist Maureen Zoltek. In 1840, Robert Schumann composed his collection of 25 songs called Myrtles, and presented them to his new bride Clara as a wedding present. Several of the songs are settings of poems by Robert Burns, Scotland's national poet. Burns loved the Scottish Highlands, its people and its culture, and it was these poems which Schumann set to music in Myrten. In Der Hochländer Witwe, The Highland Widow, we encounter a young widow who has been forced from her homeland because her husband, recently killed in battle, fought against the British king. She tells us that in the Highlands she used to be a wealthy woman who owned many cows and sheep, and with her husband Donald at her side, she was the happiest woman in the clan. In Hochländer's Abschied, A Highlander's Farewell, a Highlander bids farewell to the mountains, rivers, and forests of his homeland. Wherever he travels, he tells us, the Highlands of Scotland will always be in his heart. And finally, in Hochländisches Wiegenlied, a Highland mother's cradle song, a woman is rocking her baby to sleep. She tells him that he is Donald, son of the great chief of Clan Ronald, and when he grows up, he will go marauding into England, Scotland's old enemy, and steal a cow for her. So to sing these three Burns settings from Robert Schumann's Myrten collection, here once again is Chlengiwe Mukwanazi with pianist Maureen Zoltek.
Ist ein Hirsch und verfolgt das Reh. Mein Herz ist im Hohen.
three songs from Robert Schumann's Myrten collection, performed there by Hlengwe Mukwanazi and Maureen Zoltek. The highland town of Perth in 14th century Scotland is the setting for Georges Bizet's 1867 opera La Jolie Fille de Perth, which is loosely based on the historical novel The Fair Maid of Perth by the Scottish author Sir Walter Scott. In the opera's famous drinking song, Ralph, a blacksmith's apprentice, bemoans the fact that he cannot find love. "When you suffer the torments of unrequited love," he cries, "the sky turns dark, and I shout to the landlady to bring me a bottle so that I can drown my sorrows." So here's Bradley Smoke with pianist Maureen Zoltek to perform Chanson à boire from La Jolie Fille de Perth.
Thank you.
Bradley Smoke and pianist Maureen Zoltek performed Ralph's drinking song from Bizet's opera La Jolie Fille de Perth, based on the novel by Sir Walter Scott. Sir Walter Scott was actually the first English language novelist and poet to become internationally acclaimed in his own lifetime. His romantic novels and poems were read by kings and commoners alike. He was also an avid collector of all things Scottish, the man more or less responsible for putting today's plethora of gaudy tartans on the world map. Earlier in the recital, we heard songs by Robert Schumann, set to poems by Robert Burns. Burns was a true figure of the Enlightenment, whose radical and satirical verse championed the common man and dealt with the social and cultural issues of Scotland in the 18th century. Burns also adored women. His love of the lassies, apparent not only in the many verses he penned in their honor, but also in his large brood of illegitimate offspring. One of his greatest love poems is, "Oh, my love is like a red, red rose." To perform it, here's Jonathan Johnson with pianist Craig Terry.
Is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As feathered my bonny lass, so deep in love.
Robert Burns's rapturous testament to love, "Oh, my love is like a red, red rose," performed there by Jonathan Johnson and pianist Craig Terry. The heather-strewn glens of the Scottish Highlands are the location for Lerner and Lowe's 1947 musical, Brigadoon. It's a curious tale. To save the village of Brigadoon from witches, a miracle was granted in which Brigadoon would only appear for one day every 100 years. Enter two American tourists, Tommy Albright and Jeff Douglas in Scotland on a hunting trip, who stumble upon the village as it materializes out of the Scottish mist. In Brigadoon, they encounter its residents, resplendent in a variety of bright tartans, which would surely have brought a nostalgic tear to the eye of Sir Walter Scott, but a rather different sort of tear to the eyes of Scottish historians. Tommy falls in love with one of the village girls, Fiona McLaren, and pours out his love for her as the two of them gather heather on the hill.
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees? Out where there's a hillside of heather, curtsying gently in the breeze. That's what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with you. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill, and all I want to do is wander.
Sadly, the day draws to a close and Fiona and the village vanish. Back home in New York City, Tommy can think of nothing but Fiona. He returns to Scotland, but there's no trace of the village. As luck would have it, Tommy's anguished cries awaken the village, and as he crosses the bridge into Brigadoon, he realizes that from this day on, he will be united with Fiona forever.
So how can he go to me? were all the life we could share. Still, I will go with not a tear, just a prayer that when we are far apart, you'll find something from
The Heather on the Hill and From This Day On from Brigadoon, performed by Jonathan Johnson, Tlengibu Mkhwanazi and pianist Craig Terry, has brought today's Ryan Opera Centre recital, inspired by the country of Scotland, to a close. Today's Ryan Opera Centre singers were Tlengibu Mkhwanazi, Julie Miller, Bradley Smoke, Tracy Canton, John Irvin, Jonathan Johnson, Anthony Clark Evans, and Richard Oyasaba. The pianists were Craig Terry and Ryan Opera Centre pianist Maureen Zoltek. The Ryan Opera Centre recitals are made possible due to the generous support of Julian Roger Baskes. Thanks to Dan Novak, the director, and Craig Terry, the music director of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Centre at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Daniel Goldberg is the producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host for the series, Colin Ewer. Thank you for listening to the Ryan Opera Centre recital series on 98.7 WFMT.